Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on the Owl's Nest. We're connecting students to information that can lead you to possible career pathways. I'm Matt Terry. Thanks so much for joining me. So ask yourself this question. Do you love cars and all things that have wheels? And more specifically, do you want to learn how to keep those vehicles in great condition? If so, then you'll definitely want to listen in to the Owl's Nest today. We're happy to introduce listeners to the Harford Auto Collision Repair Program. And I have Mark Canby and Ron Filling, who are working with our own Dr. Austin Hill and the Workforce Development Team to create real career opportunities for you. Ron and Mark, thanks so much for joining me.
We're glad to be here.
Thank you.
So, gentlemen, tell me a little bit about this program, because this is a new program. Tell me a little bit about its history. What sparked the idea to want to create this program here at HCC?
Well, about 5 years ago, Dr. Hill approached us with looking for opportunities for young people in the trades. And we started a small program, adding some apprentices at the automobile dealership. And then COVID hit and things got a little slowed down. And most recently, what we found out is the auto collision business, we found a lot of our employees were aging out. They were getting a little older and it was hard to find people to come back in. And by a stroke of luck, Mark Canby stepped in and he has a facility in Aberdeen that gave us some space where we could actually start a school, which will be starting in September. So we've been working to add some students in, and we're going to put them through a training class and then guarantee them employment in collision centers in the area. And it's pretty exciting for us. We're both very passionate about this. It's an area where, you know, when a kid grows up, he doesn't think I'm going to work in an automobile collision center. He sometimes gets in it by accident. And what they don't know is what a great career this could be. It's definitely a head of household job. And there's a lot of opportunities. There's painters, there's body technicians, and there's estimators in there. This is open to everything, everybody, men and women. We're not just looking for young people. Maybe some returning veterans would be good for this. You're looking for employment. But I think it's going to be pretty exciting, and we can't wait to get it started.
Yeah, and just to add to what Ron was saying, I think the biggest problem that we have besides the aging is the public perception of what an auto body shop is. Dirty, dusty, dog laying on the couch. Dirty environment, where today's environment is totally different. We're dealing with vehicles that are so electronic and so advanced and need so much knowledge and computer technology to repair. And I don't think that the younger generation understands that it really does dial into a lot of IT parts of the vehicle. Take the Tesla, for example, how advanced that vehicle is.
Sure.
It's not going to go to Billy Bob's body shop for repair.
No, it's not.
It's going to go to an advanced collision repair center where it's clean, safe, and good. And besides that, the parents need to understand that. There's a lot of parents that have the perception of the collision repair body shop as being dirty and know for they want their kid to be a business administration major. Well, that's great, but then you get out to the market and there's 70,000 other kids waiting for the same job. Where here, there's such a need that I don't think there would be enough kids to fill the need that we actually have.
So, and Ron, you touched on this a little bit. Who was able to sign up for this course? I mean, can anyone decide that this is their career path and go with it?
Absolutely. You may be in a job now that maybe you're not totally happy with or you don't think it has a future. This is a great opportunity for anybody looking to change careers, and it's really a rewarding career. You know, it's amazing when you see a car come into the collision center and fenders are all banged out. And then, you know, a week later, it's pulled out, and it looks brand new, like it could be sitting on a showroom floor. And many times, I'll go back and talk to the body technicians or the painters, and these guys are artists. I mean, they're really proud of their work. It's just like Van Gogh. You know, it's just a great opportunity that I think that anybody can take advantage of. And we welcome you all. You know, we have an event coming up at the end of the month that you can just come up and sign. Mark's been gracious enough to set up a classic car show, so you get a little entertainment there, too. But we'll have representatives from HCC. We'll be there. to talk up the thing. I have some Collision Center employees coming out to tell people what it's all about. And I think it's just a great opportunity. But our class will start in September, but we want to get lined up as many people ahead of time so we can get started.
Right. And in this car show, it's not just vintage cars. It's Porsche, different. It's car clubs. And car clubs will be showing up. And the bottom line is to get people to come to the facility. And you can actually go through my larger Aberdeen facility and see what a collision repair shop looks like, to dispel the thoughts of what you think it looks like. So, and when you said open to anybody, yes, by all means, it's open to anybody. And even in some cases, second chance people, people that need a second chance, you know, at life and a second chance at a career start. I'm wide open to that in my own facility, and I'm sure that other people are too. So,
well, these are real world skills, fellas, that this program is teaching people. And it's so good to hear that anyone, if they're, like you said, if they're a late start, if they want to just take a you know, a different career path, something that they can, you know, really just dig in and use their hands with, this really sounds like that kind of a program. So let's say for the moment that I'm a student. Now, what can I expect when I sign up for this Harford Auto Collision Repair Program? Is it in the classroom? Is it at the repair shop? So take me a little bit through this course and just tell me what I can expect.
Well, it's actually both, because a portion of my Aberdeen facility will be dedicated to the training facility. We have an on-site classroom that will hold at least 25 students. So all of the classroom learning or the book taught learning of the facilities there, but you'll actually be working on actual vehicles that are damaged. The nice part of it being in an actual repair facility is if you're discussing, let's say, a unitized body repair or what people will call frame repair, the students will be able to actually see it being done and walk over to the other side of the shop. So it's a really, really hands-on, real-world situation. You're not going through a book to learn how to fix a car. You're actually going to fix a car. And when you get out of the program, you'll be classified as maybe a C-tech. There's A, B, C, A being the highest tech that can do anything. But you start in a position to grow to an A-tech, where the income figures in this industry are in excess of six figures.
It's really such a wonderful thing that's being done here. And one of the things during their classroom, once the classroom is over in the afternoon, they can actually go into a Collision Center repair facility and be employed there. We have a couple dealerships and a couple independent facilities in the area that want these students right away. So they'll be able to earn some money while they're going to school. And then when we have the breaks, they'll be working full time in the collision centers to put some of this schoolwork to work for them and see how it goes on where they have vehicles, customer vehicles coming in. I think we've been very fortunate. We have a backing of maybe a couple paint companies and insurance companies. Certainly auto dealers can supply us with parts that we can help use it with. Maybe we can get some tool companies to donate some tools for some of these new people to coming into the business. And so they'll start off. It'll be really be a head start for them if they can go through this formalized training instead of just walking in and said, I'd like to start a job.
So I just want to capitalize on what we were talking about a moment ago. Will you be teaching them? Mark, Ron, will you be teaching them at all?
Well, no.
I won't be teaching them, but
okay. No.
We do have some people that have come in that are skilled in this. I've also asked some of the Collision Center technicians that have worked for me over the years if they would show up a couple hours a week so that these guys can see the guys that really do the work. Collision repairmen, painters. We'll have a lot of guests coming in here, but we're employing a trainer for this particular job to do some of the, lack of a better term, the book work on here and show them that before we get in. But we have master techs and master painters at all of our locations that are going to mentor these people when they come in. This is not something they're going to learn overnight or even in this training class, but this will be a good, solid foundation for what they do. And if I could just say on one more thing that Mark brought up earlier about the conditions in collision centers, it's not what everybody thinks that it is, and that's true of all automobile service facilities. There's no more a guy leaves work at 6 o'clock with grease up to his elbows or anything like that. The thing we have to stress, especially to young people, these cars are just giant computers. And you find something wrong, you plug it in, it tells you what's wrong with it, and you just replace the part. We don't do a lot of rebuilding of stuff anymore. There's no backyard mechanics here. And these young technicians have to go through a great deal of training. If they work in an auto dealership, they're in constant training and have to be certified annually. So it's a lot of stuff that young people really will adapt to very quickly. They just don't know it's available. And we're working, along with what you're doing here, to try to get the word out to people. This is really a great opportunity for them. I know for me, I've been in the automobile business for 42 years, and that's a long time. And Mark is probably being as long. He owns the company that he has, and he's been there a long time too. We're really dedicated to this profession, and we're really passionate about putting especially a lot of young people to work.
And the other thing that I will reiterate too about collision repair, you know, it may sound a little cliche, but my son's a tattoo artist. And the one thing he enjoys about his job is every day is different. You're not going in like a warehouse worker and filling cans or doing, you know, filling orders. Every car that you repair in collision is different. It's a different type of car. It's a different type of hit. It's a different, you know, thought pattern you have to go through to repair it safely. And if you look at it that way, it's never the same every day, ever. It's always something different.
So it keeps the experience fresh.
Absolutely.
For the learner.
Absolutely.
And one of the things that, and correct me if I'm wrong, I heard that the student can earn while they're learning on the job, right?
Correct.
And that's awesome. That's another incentive, right? I mean, like you said, this can be a head of household type career path for people. Okay. So if you're interested in automotive, you can earn while you learn in the Harford Auto Collision Repair Program. So let me just kind of segue to this. Does this program lead to direct employment, say, with Canby Motors or Thompson Auto?
Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure. And it's more than just us two. We have other people in the program that have collision centers that are desperately seeking new people into the business that they can mentor and let them grow and, you know, support a family. That's really the key here. This is a head of household type job.
Gentlemen, tell me a little bit about your stories and your history in the automotive world. When did you both know that you were doing what you loved?
Well, let's see. Our stories combined, you got about 4.5 days we can do this podcast.
Sure.
Yeah. My career started actually in radio as a broadcaster, believe it or not, and WITH back in Baltimore. And then I was hired by Geico Insurance Company when I was about 18 years old and moved through the insurance industry and then purchased my company in 1991. Expanded it from one location to three, and probably in Harford County anyway, most people know the Canby name because of the advertising. We fixed Abe's Lincoln, and your car can be new again.
Exactly.
But truthfully, I've never fixed a car in my life. I'm strictly business, and you know, but I know how to fix a car, but I don't do it. So.
Well, I ran a printing company for 13 years, and the company was sold, and the new company came in and gave me 13-week severance pay and told me, thank you for stopping by. So a friend of mine said, the automobile dealership across the street is hiring. Why don't you go over? And I gave it a shot, and I said I would work there for a couple weeks and see if I liked it. And those couple of weeks turned into 42 years in the automobile business. I started out selling used cars, and I went to new cars. In 6 months, I was a sales manager. In 2 years, I was a general manager of the store. And I stayed at running car dealerships, and then I retired. I thought I retired in 2008, and I took 6 months off and hated it. And then the Thompson organization gave me a call and said, would you like to come back and get in the car business? So for the last 14 years, I've been the general manager at Thompson Automotive in Edgewood, Maryland. And on July 18th, I retired. And so now I'm just doing some honey-do lists and volunteering. I'm still passionate about this program. So I'll be working with Dr. Hill and Mark and trying to make this program good. And I'm volunteering with Extreme Family Outreach, 755 Alliance, and the Aberdeen Chamber of Commerce. So you'll still see me around the neighborhood. You just don't see me in the car dealership unless I'm getting my car serviced.
Gentlemen, I want to thank you so much for coming on to the Owl's Nest today. I just want to kind of cap off with this last question. If I'm that prospective student, where can I go to sign up for this program, and what's our deadline?
Well, we have, as Mark said earlier, the car show that we're having at his facility on July 30th. And if you come out to the facility, it's a Saturday, July 30th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Besides all the cars you'll be able to see, we'll have reps there from HCC, and you can actually find out about the program. You can sign up for the program at that time. You can also contact Dr. Austin Hill. He's at auhill@harford.edu, or you can call him directly at 443-412-2219. We're going to fill these classes, and we're going to put you to work. Classes will start September, and I think we're all looking forward to this. But come out to the car show. It'll be a great time. Bring your family. There's no admission. It's free. Now, come out and sign up. Find out about our program, and we'll help you with a career.
How can you say no to that? A great car show and the prospect of having a future career right at your fingertips. Every journey begins with that first step, so why not take that first step right here at Harford Community College? I want to thank my very special guests for coming on to the Owl's Nest today. I want to thank so much Mark Canby and Ron Filling for coming to talk to us about the Harford Auto Collision Repair Program. Thanks for joining me on the Owl's Nest. I'm Matt Terry. It's time for us to go. But please like and subscribe, and that way you can be clued in to all the new information when we post it up on HCC's The Owl's Nest. Thanks for joining us. We'll catch you next time. Stay curious, Harford.